Hi, this is Josephine. I'm here with Kina, and we also have a special guest today on Life's Happy Hour podcast. So our previous episode, we talked about navigating uncertainty, and in this episode, we're going to cover online dating, which has many uncertainties, and you don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, this also falls in the month of February, which is, you know, known as a month of love. And, you know, we wanted to kind of explore how much the dating scene has changed. You know, Kina, you can chime in here too, but, you know, the dating scene has changed so much where we used to meet people through other friends or through events. And now we have like hundreds of apps where you can just meet people online and it's super fast. You know, if you initiate, you know, conversation, someone texts you back. And so it's definitely changed just within a few years. And, you know, with that, I brought in a special guest, and her name is Lynn, and she's here. You want to say hello?
Hi, everyone. My name is Lynn.
So, interestingly enough, before we dive into it, I wanted to share a quick story with you guys, and I don't know if you've heard about it, but recently, these guys have been meeting this, I guess this account that's posing as a woman. Basically, they met up on Valentine's Day, multiple guys, and they all got jumped at this apartment. So apparently, I guess another group of guys who are posing as women did this to trick them and stole their money. And apparently only five guys came forward. So I don't know how many more people got scammed. But it's just interesting to see how, you know, usually these apps say, like, you know, women have to be careful. Men have to be just as careful because they can get scammed and robbed. But anyways, I wanted to kind of move forward with starting to ask some questions. You know, my friend here, she is engaged to someone she met online, which is awesome. And you don't really hear many stories about that. You always hear about one night stands. And yeah, I just hand it off to Kina to start the conversation.
Yep. Hi, everyone. And thanks for joining in. So we have our special guest here, Lynn. So before we dive in deeper into how you met your partner, let's talk about your general experience. So from using different apps, from what me and Josephine know, the most famous ones like Tinder, Coffee Meets Bagel, Bumble, and Hinge. So give us a little bit of an overview and perspective from your experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's common for actually a lot of people who do online dating to have multiple apps on their phones. And that was kind of the experience for me. I think I started with Tinder. Met a couple of people, also my ex-boyfriend from Tinder. But then, you know, you kind of move away from things because, well, Tinder kind of became like, you know.
I wanted to get your perspective. So I know one of the specific apps like Bumble, it's women has to initiate the conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's a little less traditional than how the society usually is. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's how it is now. I don't know. So tell me about your experience about that. How different was it? Was it uncomfortable? Did it force you to go out of your comfort zone?
Well, I think it's different, I guess. For people who like Bumble, I never tried it myself, but I think it's for a woman who wants to initiate because, you know, they're, you know, scared or, you know, they don't want to kind of, I guess, always wait for guys to respond in a way. So those would be for women who are more independent, whereas me, I wasn't really comfortable with that. So I stuck with something, you know, OkCupid, you have to fill out more things, you know, you have to get to know the person a little more before you can swipe right or left, you know. So I think it really depends on what kind of person you are, and there's definitely a platform that you can use depending on your personality. I think it's just you have to try different things, honestly.
Yeah, and, you know, when I was kind of doing some research on these dating apps, because I've never used it before, and one is probably because I was scared too, but, you know, with Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Coffee Meets Bagel, OkCupid, they all talk about we have matching algorithms, right? What was that experience like for you, like, versus Tinder from OkCupid? Like, I know that Tinder, they say, oh, you swipe right or you swipe left and then you match, but for OkCupid, I know you had to fill out a detailed profile. From there, was it that they kind of match like the keywords or like how did they explain it to you from a user?
Right. Is it like similarities?
Yeah. Honestly, I think Tinder, they kind of throw you in with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's just like whoever is near you, you know, you can pick and choose.
It's like a radius type thing, right?
Yeah. And I think with the OkCupid, there were less people who are online, I guess, like listed as people. And I don't know if there was any different in a way, I guess, in terms of what kind of people I got. But I think just the people who actually use the platform is a little different from Tinder, if that makes sense.
Okay. So you're saying that the people that are on Tinder are like different expectations versus if you're meeting people on OkCupid.
Yeah,
and that looks
definitely.
Like Tinder's, you definitely get a lot of people that are like, hey, you just want to meet up and then really never talk to you again.
Or like a quick moment
kind of
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's also because these apps, it's more, I don't want to say, it's more, some people feel safer because I think for some of these apps, you can kind of connect it to your social media, right? So then you can see, oh, they have a Facebook. Okay. They have this many friends. Oh, I know some of these people. Versus if you're sort of matching with someone online blindly. But even though it's a more thorough process, right? OkCupid.
Yeah.
You fill in more
personally,
information.
Personally, I thought it was, I mean, obviously people can kind of fake it too, you know? So it really depends. But I feel like for you to kind of write all those things about yourself, you kind of need to invest your time into that thing. So whereas Tinder, you know, you can literally just post pictures and that's it. So
I see.
So once they match you on OkCupid, how does it work? Is it up to you or the other person, or you both have access to now initiate a conversation?
I think it was both people who can initiate. So the guy can do it or I can do it, either or you can just leave it hanging, you know.
Okay. I mean, and then also, I kind of want to know, you know, your feedback on this too about online dating versus how you used to meet people in person. Like if you're like interested in someone, you're like, oh, like you kind of meet them in person, maybe you send them a message over text. Like, how do you think that's changed for you, and do you think this online dating app was actually helpful for you to find the relationship you are in now? And without it, do you think you would have been able to find the same person?
I think before I used dating app, it was very much within my social circle. Meaning, you know, if you don't know a whole lot of people, it's just within that circle. So I think in that sense, dating app kind of opens up your horizons, I guess. Because my fiance right now, he's from Philly, and I would have never known him if not for dating apps.
Yeah.
So definitely, in a way, dating app kind of opens up your possibilities of who you can choose. But yeah.
Okay. And, you know, for your partner, too, when you guys had met in person, and even maybe the first time that you had met your ex-boyfriend, was it weird for you? Were you like, I don't know what to really expect? Or have you had like talked?
Think about your first date.
Yeah, I know, right? Because like, you know, when you meet through a friend, it's kind of like, okay, maybe like you exchange some like words with each other and then you go on a few dates. But then when you meet online, like you're talking to this person constantly, well, at least from my perspective, you talk to them constantly and then you finally meet them. Is it like awkward? Because I know for some people it is, or?
I think socially it wasn't awkward, but before I was nervous because, you know, I've never seen this guy in person, you know.
Right.
He can look like this on social media, but, you know, he can look completely different. I could be sitting with like a different person.
Yeah, that's a catfish term.
Yeah. I think that I was mostly scared about that, but like in terms of conversation and what kind of things were going on between us, I wasn't really worried about.
That's good. And so do you feel like, so let's go back to that whole traditional concept, right? Because I feel like now in this day and age, people are more comfortable to have conversations via social media or via the internet, but it's a little weird and something that I've just noticed versus if a stranger were to come up to you at a grocery store and to spark a conversation, you kind of think, okay, what do you want?
But
we're more accepting for strangers to reach out on our phone or via an app. So I want to get both of your thoughts about that. Is that socially acceptable, or do you think that's sort of evolving as we develop more apps and the use of internet?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's definitely more socially accessible only because people are using it. Like, nowadays, at first, when Tinder came out, it was like such a novel thing. Like, oh, like you hear about people using it. And then all of a sudden, your friends start using it and you're like, wow, this is crazy. And then they share their stories. So I think it's becoming a little bit more normal. Granted that I think there are still some people, like, especially for me, I think it's weird. I still am in that traditional mindset of like meeting people through my friends or like that people that they know.
Like natural
selection. But I mean, I would say, you know, again, like I think these apps are really catered to people who are busy. Like they're working, they're studying. They don't really have much of like a social circle like the way that we do. And, you know, and it works. I mean, like, you know, Lynn, for you, like you were able to find someone and now you guys are getting married. Like that's a huge deal. And I think sometimes, even in our social circle, like they don't really fit with that person because they're like, oh, is this it? Is this the only like fish in the sea kind of thing?
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely one, you know, more common now. But I think these apps need to do a better job of educating these users, especially like both men and women, because I see a lot of times like they're very, like, especially Tinder, it's very stereotyped to like one night stands. And if someone doesn't text you back, you're like, oh, like they now have this ghosting culture where like you don't text back. And I'm like, oh, that really sucks.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So after you meet, after you met your now husband or fiance, sorry, how do you guys establish like, okay, I think this is it. Let's move forward.
Mm-hmm.
How do you come to an agreement? Like, are we going to delete our apps?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's kind of like difficult. I think the most difficult thing is about, you know, communicating what you guys really want. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, that's kind of hard, right? Because like one person might think that, oh, this is naturally becoming a relationship. Whereas, you know, I kind of want to kind of like a statement where like, you're my girlfriend.
But you don't want to scare them away too soon.
Exactly.
Right?
So I was just kind of seeing, you know, like, third date, fourth date, you know, and I wasn't really sure where this was going, but I kind of fronted him about that, right? So I was like, hey, like, I know we're dating, I know we're seeing each other, you know, doing these things, but I don't really know where we're going exactly, so I don't know if I should be seeing other people too. And he was kind of like surprised, right? He was like, I thought we're dating already. I thought we were exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think mainly, I think the thing is you kind of have to communicate because you guys are different. You guys are strangers, basically.
Yeah, and women need like, no, you need to ask me.
Yeah, I need
to know.
So you just need to have a good conversation with the person that you're, you know, obviously seeing, and kind of asking around, you know, hey, what do you think? Or what, how are you seeing this relationship? And like telling them, you know, I see this relationship going this way, you know, here and there. So I think having that kind of conversation, even though it's awkward, is important if you want to move forward with the, you know, online dating relationship.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, too, because, you know, a lot of times, every time we hear about dating apps, it's always about one-night stands or, like, horror dating stories, you know, or, like, bad breakups. But I don't think they really get a chance to highlight, like, okay, well, how do you fix that problem? And I think part of it, too, like, what you did was you just communicate your expectations. And I think sometimes these apps need to just let their users know, like, hey, you know, we've seen, like, with these users that X, Y, and Z happens. You know, if you're trying to like be this and be in the long term, which these apps are for, communicate your expectations. And then also don't ghost, because that's just rude. Just if you don't like them, just be like, hey, I think we should just be friends. And actually, speaking of friends, like I have another friend who used Tinder exclusively to just meet new people, not necessarily be in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's an interesting spin, too. On she would also travel, and then she would also like just use Tinder. I know it's not super safe, but it was a way to kind of like get guides to like show them around, and like again, like she would also meet like women on there too. That would like be really cool, and she'd make new friends.
Oh, I didn't know you could meet like same gender and same
I mean, well, I don't think on Tinder there's like another app called Grindr, which is like for like same sex community and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But I think like you know, on Bumble and stuff like that, they have, like, a separate app for, like, meeting friends or, like, business networking. So I think it's interesting to see them branch out. But, you know, again, like, online dating, I think it's kind of made it transactional sometimes because, again, like, I think you wouldn't have had to say that unless you knew that the other person was thinking, okay, we're just, like, we're just going to have fun and that's it. Like, you're going to do something for me and I'll do something for you, which is... I don't know, like, when I've dated, it's never been like that. So I think these apps make it so fast that you don't really get a chance to get to know that person. But the point of these apps were to kind of, I guess, make that first leap to, like, be like, hey, like, we should meet up in person. But I think nowadays people are just like,
it's a little misleading, I think. So I know that for some of my friends who have used it, and we actually traveled to California, and I was asking around, and I was saying, hey, is it easier to find people here? It's a much bigger community. How does it go? And they're like, oh, it's a little misleading because some people who use Tinder, for example, who has now a reputation for a casual hookup, some folks who end up, you know, really liking that person, they get a little afraid because once they state their intention of, oh, I really like you, then the other person who's just in there for the hookup, they're sort of thinking, whoa, like, this is not what I was here for.
Yeah.
So it's that boundary of thinking, okay, can we have a conversation, or does it drive other people towards different apps for a more serious sort of interaction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm really curious to know about that. Like, how did Tinder become just a casual hookup?
I don't know how that system works. I think it's just the users on Tinder, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just because Tinder is just so easy to use and there's so many pool of people.
Yeah.
And then you can just swipe right, like, continuously and there's just like continuing.
A
yeah.
Like a game. Yeah. I'm sure, right? It feels like that sometimes.
Yeah. So I think that is part of the reason why. I don't know if other apps, it's a little less people. So, you know, you have to be a little careful when you're swiping so that you don't run out of people or something. But, yeah.
Do you ever run into the same people?
Yeah, I think if you continue swiping, I guess, left, they sometimes, like, recycle the people.
Oh, you're like, okay. Like, so if you're so interested in this person again?
Yeah, maybe if you see it twice, maybe you like him, kind of thing. Yeah.
And then, you know, I know Kina asked earlier about, like, did you guys agree on, like, deleting the apps? Like, how did that discussion come up? Like, I guess when you went to OkCupid, you deleted your Tinder account.
No, I had all the apps running when I was, you know, using all the apps. Mm-hmm. But when we kind of went exclusive, when I asked him the question, I mean, I deleted the app. And I think we didn't really talk about it. We were like, we weren't really like, oh, so you delete the app, I delete the app. And I think when I asked the question of, you know, hey, are we going to be exclusive? I think that kind of set things, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah. Obviously we're not going to be using this app to meet new people. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, you know, again, I think this conversation was just to highlight how the dating scene has changed in general, especially from, you know, a woman's perspective. And, you know, your story ended up being a success story, and that's really great. And I can tell, like, just being with you guys are best friends. So it was definitely really cool to see it work in that way instead of just saying, like, oh, yeah, like, it was a one-night stand or, like, it didn't work out because he was crazy and he was seeing other people behind my back, which is what we mostly hear. So, you know, it's interesting to see it work. And I'm glad that folks can use this to meet new people and then also, like, find a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, like, I'm very traditional still. Like, I still believe in, like, meeting through a friend of a friend, and if it doesn't work out, like, move on.
I guess use it to however you want to use it. For those having fun, continue.
Yeah, no, definitely continue. But I will say, like, again, I guess OkCupid in the sense, you know, Lynn, it's definitely good for a long-term relationship. But I think, again, like, there's still that use of just the traditional way of knowing, like, you know, your social circle, just going to events to meet new people and getting to know them that way. Because I think even though you text, even though you might FaceTime or whatever it is, it's just not the same experience as if you're in person.
Right.
I think you pick up on a lot of things, not just from what they say, but their body language and kind of how they carry themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I think the online dating is cool as much as it gets, like, a bad rep for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's, I would say, like, from, you know, high school to just, like, in our 20s now, it's just changed so fast.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
I think it's also a good way for people to know, to get them prepared to who they want to meet. Because I think when I hear from friends, like, they had several bad dates, then they kind of learn, oh, you know, I don't like that kind of person who is very active via online. Then when you meet them, they're, like, quiet or not saying anything, or they end up being drinking too much to have a social interaction. So you kind of pick up cues, like, okay, this is not what I want, or maybe this is not the platform I like. Or some people say, I just want to go back to meeting someone traditionally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which, it's a good lesson.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, that, I think, wraps up our conversation. Lynn, I don't know if you have any last few words for people who are struggling with online dating. Do you have some advice?
I think my best tip is you just need to be really certain of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I think, key in online dating. It's really about what you want and what you want to pursue in the relationship, whether that's a relationship or a hookup. You just really need to be 100% sure that that's what you want.
Okay, that's really great. So thanks for listening, everyone. We're really thankful to our guests to coming on and sharing your story.
Thank you.
So, yeah, and, you know, continue to send us feedback. We actually got someone who wanted to highlight self-care, self-love, so we'll definitely be talking about that in upcoming episodes. And, you know, again, send us feedback at lifeshappyhour@gmail.com.
And not just feedback. If you're one of our friends or a new follower and you think you'd have something to say on our podcast, just reach out. We're open.
Yeah, and we'll bring you on and we'll start a conversation. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.